Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, I'm Sarah, and welcome to the Whispering Woods listener and Reddit story episodes. I've got 4 stories to share today. If you'd like to hear your story on the podcast, you can email it to thewhisperingwoodspodcast@gmail.com. If you've missed that, there is a link to the email in the podcast notes, along with social media, website, all that kind of stuff. And I want to give a shout out to MathGreyXX for letting us share this story. We really appreciate it. Many years ago, I used to live in a home in rural North Carolina, in the southern Piedmont region, close to the foothills. Despite it being in a rural town, we lived off the major highway that connected to nearby cities and large towns. A lot of weird stuff has happened here. Right as we moved in, everything was fine. There were some normal issues that you find in old rental homes, but nothing out of the ordinary. I will add that my father, who I no longer have contact with for many reasons, is obsessed with the paranormal and tends to embellish his spooky stories. But some things were there that could not be explained. Around our second year in the house, our woods became weird. We lived next to a horse pasture, but behind our home, next to it, was just a long stretch of woods. That summer, at the same time every dusk, all of the birds and tree frogs go silent. Moments following, there would be a loud, bellowing sound from the woods that sounded like a man moaning in severe pain, though it didn't sound entirely like a real man. It was super loud and terrifying. No sounds begging for help or words of any kind, just moaning. One night a friend of my dad's came by. He has hunted his entire life, rode horses, and could make every bird call with his own hands and mouth. He knew just about what every animal in the area sounded like. He heard this story and confidently believed he knew what this may be. And then it happened. The woods went silent, and the moaning started again. My dad's friend went pale as a ghost and stammered out,
I have no idea what that is.
Soon after, he practically ran out and left, and he never came back. This wasn't the only paranormal thing about this house. I've had my fair share of odd sightings. I woke up one morning and looked for my mum and went out the front door thinking she may be outside. And I briefly saw the back of her walk to the backyard in her blue Simply Southern shirt. To save time, I walked back through the rest of the house to the kitchen where the back door was to find her washing dishes. But in her orange Simply Southern shirt. She'd not changed. Was this a mimic in our woods? A good old flesh pedestrian? Or is this an animal this could have been? Please feel free to ask any questions. I have many stories, but I just do not have the energy to type them all out at the moment. Ooh, spooky times. Sounds like a mimic of some sort to me. Interesting that that guy, with all that experience, got so frightened he never went back again. I'd find that terrifying because it's like confirmation, isn't it, that something is out there and it's just not right at all. Right, let's move on to the second story. And I'd like to thank JBurns41489 for letting us share this story. We really appreciate it. Thank you. This is a complicated and ongoing issue that recently started. And I'm hoping to find some advice or tips on what to do. For some backstory, I'm a 911 call taker. And also dispatch for police, fire, EMS for the last 6 years. I'm a 35-year-old male, married with an 11-year-old girl. We built our house 3 years ago and are the only owners. About 2 or 3 weeks ago, I started having bad dreams. Most of them, I can't even remember. And I was just left with a feeling of stress. However, there is this one in particular that I remember quite vividly. I remember seeing a dark shadow in the shape of a person standing in the corner of my kitchen. I wasn't sure it was actually a person until I saw it move. It was definitely male, with long hair over its face. My wife woke me up and told me I was practically yelling,
"Who the hell are you?"
I played it off as a bad dream, apologised, and went back to sleep. A few days later, I started noticing a weird smell in the house. It was a rotten smell, like a decomposing animal mixed with garbage. I thought maybe the garbage was full, or maybe the dishes needed doing. I took the garbage out to the garage and found a large area of black bugs dead on the ground in the garage. I didn't recognise them, but they were slightly larger than gnats, and there were a ton of them. We have a monthly pest control service, so that shouldn't happen. We called our pest control, who responded the next day. They didn't recognise the bugs either, but they did spray a treatment and advised us to clean our trash cans. We also swept and power washed the garage floor to get rid of all the dead bugs. The smell seemed to have gone too. I've always been a light sleeper. A couple of nights later, while asleep, I felt a pressure change, like when someone opens the bedroom door, followed by a feeling of someone standing next to me. I didn't say anything and went back to sleep. The next night, the same thing happened. This time I felt my bed shake. It was small enough that I thought I might have imagined it, until it happened again. It was distinct enough that I checked to see if any earthquakes occurred the night before. I still hadn't seen anything and went back to sleep pretty quickly. Last night, the same pressure change feeling woke me up again. This time, however, I felt something poke my leg. It was similar to a random muscle spasm, and it didn't cause pain, but it was enough to wake me up quite a bit. Shortly after, I felt myself sliding off my pillow and down the bed about a foot. I laid there awake and thought,
What the hell was that?
Then it happened again, and a third time. In a span of 30 or 45 seconds, I slid all the way down to the end of my bed. I was really upset and disturbed at this point. I was pulled almost all the way off the bed. I turned myself sideways to stop falling off the bed, and I also kicked a few times into the empty air. I saw nothing. I moved back up to my pillow and laid there for a few hours. Nothing else happened that night. What the hell is going on? Something trying to pull me off the bed is way more traumatizing than a bad dream. While I've had experiences I can't explain before, this is on a completely different level. I wasn't asleep, drunk, and I don't do drugs. My wife had a bad dream last night too, and I'm very concerned it's going to do the same thing, or worse, to her. She doesn't believe in anything paranormal, but I'm worried it's going to start to affect her too. My daughter hasn't talked about anything out of the ordinary going on either. How do I stop whatever is going on? Just burn some sage? Any advice is welcome. That must have been terrifying, to be pulled down the bed. It's like a horror movie trope, isn't it? And it reminds me, actually, whilst rereading this story, that I felt my bed rumble the other day. And I was kind of like, did that actually happen? It was only really gently, and that unnerved me, let alone something pulling me down the bed. Absolutely terrifying. And it does make you wonder, what is it? You know, it sounds like the dream part sounds like a shadow figure of some sort. But I've never known them to pull you down the bed or shake the bed. But then, you know, I may not know. That could happen. That could be a thing. But really interesting. And I also did the same thing when my bed did that little rumble. I was like, was that an earthquake? Did I actually feel that? It didn't happen again to me. So I just kind of, well, we'll keep an eye on that and I'll let you know if it does happen again. But thanks once again, JBurns41489, for letting us share that story. Right, now on to the next story. And I want to say thank you to NumerousKey6288 for letting us share your story. We really appreciate it. When I was a child in the early 90s, my family was poorish. Lower middle class, most definitely. As a young boy, around 5, my mother would frequently crack the window to cool my bedroom at night, or at least make it breathable. Frequently throughout my childhood, I would hear tapping at my window, and it would wake me up. I would lay there still, pretending to be asleep. I'd hear a voice say my name, over and over. It would be my mother's voice asking, almost begging me to open the window so she could get inside. I would never do so. I listened.
Ryan, come on. It's dark. Open the window so I can get inside.
There was one occasion as a child when my mum locked herself out. I was inside and she asked me to open the window and she simply slid off the screen. But that was during the day, maybe about 2 p.m. That one occasion seeped into my mind as I heard my mother's voice plead with me to open the window in the dead of night and she could get back inside. I just laid there. Guilt would sometimes take over, but I would still just lay there. The voice would go from begging to angry, telling me I'd be in trouble when she finally
got inside
if I didn't open the window. But I would never budge. As I grew older, the tapping and the voices continued. Sometimes the voices would change and become that of my friends in the neighbourhood. As I grew older, I began interacting with the voice, telling it,
I know you're not my mum.
Or, I know you're not Andrew. I never knew what was begging me to come inside. As I entered elementary school, my parents had central air installed, and opening the window became a thing of the past, as did the voices, or so I thought. When I was in third grade in 1999, I was playing in my room and there was a tap on the window. It was my mum. She told me,
come here and look at this.
It was 4:30 in the afternoon and I'd just returned from school not long before. Thought nothing of it and began to head outside. As I walked through the living room, my mum was in the kitchen. I approached and began talking to her. I started to walk outside and hung around in the doorway waiting for her. She seemed preoccupied with something in the kitchen. I asked her what she wanted to show me and she had zero clue what I was talking about. I was going to argue, but I decided not to. Nothing else like that happened for a very long time. No voices, nothing. In 2010, when I was 19, my mother passed away. I still lived at home and it was just me and my dad. I was in the backyard mowing one day, and as I released the bar, letting the motor shut off, I heard my mother's voice shouting my name.
Ryan. Ryan.
It was clear as day. But it felt like it was within the yard. I told my dad and he simply attributed it to being my mother's spirit checking on me from the other side. And I shouldn't be afraid to interact. I nodded and simply moved on. It's 2024 now, 14 years after my mother's passing. My mum and dad both shared a birthday in April, within days of each other. On the weekend of my mum's birthday, I went home to visit my dad for both of their birthdays. He wasn't there when I got to his house. He was at the cemetery placing flowers. I called him on his cell and he told me he'd be home soon. I decided to wait. I had my dog with me, who really liked my dad and was familiar with the house. She didn't want to be there. I opened the side gate to get into my dad's fenced-in yard and she didn't want to follow. I tried to coax her by taking off her harness and she just sat. As I looked down at her, plain as day, I heard my mother's voice call my name again. I had immediate goosebumps and looked down at my dog whose ears were perked as she glanced into the yard. I walked back to my car and waited for my dad. I said nothing to him. First of all, I want to say I'm really sorry about your mum passing away, especially at that very young age you were. Terrifying. Absolutely terrifying story. It's like some of the things from my worst nightmares tapping and calling at the window. And especially if it's like mimicking somebody you love, because you're going to be torn. Quite simply, do I let them in, you know? And maybe you even would, in your half-asleepedness, decide to open the window. Amazing story, and thanks again for letting us share it. And our final story is from Perplexed Sunshine. Love that name. Thanks so much for agreeing to let us share your story. We really appreciate it. Over the last 20 years or so, various people have approached me and said they've seen my doppelganger in my small town. This person seems close to my life by the locations they are, but I've never seen them. The first time it happened, I was working in the stockroom of a shop, and my then partner texted and was angry I ignored him at the top of the street where the shop was. I hadn't left that stockroom at all, and he said the person was my complete double. I went to a small funfair and bumped into a friend. I'd just arrived and was walking onto the field from the car park. When they saw me, their jaw nearly dropped to the floor. They asked me how I got over here to the other side of the field so quickly. They pointed in the other direction and said they thought I was over on the other side and tried to speak to me. They said they could have sworn the other person was me, as we looked so alike. This person has been on my bus at times when I definitely wasn't there, 15 years or so ago. Has been to the shops that I go to, again at times where it couldn't have possibly been me. It seems a lot of the time we are in close proximity to each other. I've never seen them myself. Lo and behold, I walk into work this morning, and a lady who works there says she's just seen my complete doppelganger in the building that morning, just before I arrived, asking about a service there. They'd just left before I walked through the door. She couldn't get over, apparently, how much the person looked like me. So strange.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
That is so strange and really freaky. I'm kind of pleased that you've not run into your doppelganger, because I just get a feeling that's not going to be good, you know? I used to have this an awful lot, all the time as well. Not anything in particular around, you know, like a small town or anything. But people would say, I thought I saw you. Or another thing that I've always really got is, you are so familiar. You remind me of this person or that person. And they do say, don't they, that everybody has a double somewhere. I guess that would make sense, because how many faces can you actually have before they start looking a bit similar, if you get me? But yeah, creepy, creepy, creepy. And thanks again for letting us share that story. Right, that's the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed. We'll be back again. I'll be back again with Toby on Monday. Hope you all have a lovely weekend, and we'll catch up with you then. Take care, everyone.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.